hosting the show today, Brain Rants from Brainmates Down Under. This is Cindy F. Solomon, the host of the Global Product Management Talk. I'm so delighted to have my colleagues from Australia launch their first show, which will be a regular weekly 15-minute show here on the Global Talk Radio channel. You're listening to Global Product Management Talk. You can follow at www.blogtalkradio.com/PRODMGMTTALK. This is Cindy F. Solomon. Very excited to welcome Adrian Tan, Nick Koster, and Natalie from Brain Rants. Let Brain Mates for the Brain Rants show. I'm so excited. Let me turn it right over to you, Adrian. Thanks for being here, and enjoy.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalie Yanchatonsky. Yeah, I'm the head of the consulting practice at BrainMates, and every week I'm going to be interviewing one of my colleagues, a BrainMate, about a topical product management issue. Our conversation will hopefully spark a new thought, a new way to solve a problem, perhaps even change in your team or business. So BrainMates helps clients to strategize, design, and deploy products and services. Our insights, experience, and methodology ensure that these are competitive, compelling, and profitable. So today, both Adrian Tan, the CEO of BrainMates, and Nick Koster, the head of training, will be joining me. We'll be discussing the concept of old versus new product management, terms that were raised at the Product Management Festival in Zurich in September 2013. So I'd like to start the conversation by asking Nick and Adrian, is there such thing as old and new product management?
Well, hi guys, it's Nick Koster here. I think that it's a really interesting discussion that was debated heavily at the Product Management Festival, and actually created a deep divide between the different people at the in the conversations. I actually think that there's almost a yes and a no answer to that question. So yes, there is a new and an old product management. It's certainly evolving in terms of the language and the way people approach it. And it seems to be driven primarily by the speed of change of marketplaces and organizations. But the other side of it is that there's quite a lot of commonality, and I'll let Adrian have a quick chat about that.
Well, I personally don't think there's such a concept as old and new product management. I think there is product management. There's certainly old and new ways to solve old and new techniques, old and new ways to build products. So potentially, and I hate to get into this debate, but waterfall versus agile, for example. But fundamentally, product management as a discipline, as a function, doesn't really change because they need to develop and deliver customer value and business benefit. How we do that might have evolved, but I think that basic foundation or that basic principle still remains.
Mm. And I agree, but I think what we're finding now is that the rate of change is actually changing the way we have to do things.
I don't disagree. I agree that we have to find new ways to do things, but don't you agree that there is no such thing as product management, old or new product management, because we're all trying to deliver the same outcomes? And that is, again, I know it sounds like an old broken record, but customer value and business benefit. And I think that I know that Marty Kagan and Gabrielle Steinhardt from Blackboard spoke about these concepts at Zurich, and they had very differing opinions, and, you know, they almost had a punch-up. But if you peel away the sort of the language that they were using, they were both in agreement about what product management is here to deliver.
Mm. They didn't even realise they were in agreement around that. The commonality of their professions. It was actually really interesting because while they were fighting about the differences, there are actually far more similarities than there were differences. And it really came down to a lot of it language and role definition.
I think there's, and I'm sure Nat has a question around this, but I think as product management professionals, there is a danger in using the term old and new. I think as it is, we all, as product managers, struggle to explain to people what we do. It's practiced a little bit differently in different types of businesses and different industries. And if we as thought leaders are, you know, certainly highlighting this divide, there is actually no hope for the profession. So I think it's very dangerous to use old and new. And old doesn't necessarily mean bad either. I think when people hear the word old, they immediately recoil and think, oh gosh, it must be bad. But it doesn't have to be bad. It is not bad.
So given that the role of the product manager hasn't necessarily changed from old to new, but we are hearing that the language is evolving, why do you think that this language is emerging?
Well, I think that a lot of the new language that we're hearing around the product management discussion is actually being driven by software development. The types of products and services that are now feasible are, you know, smartphone apps, web pages, lightweight software that can be rapidly changed and iterated upon. They're adopting the engineering principles of agile and the different methodologies therein. They're adopting lean startup principles. We're also seeing startup businesses primarily being engineering driven or solution driven. And as a result, we're seeing the language of that sort of bleeding into the product management space, even though the tasks that they're performing and the outcomes they're driving for are exactly the same as the ones that were in the more traditional product management approaches.
And perhaps language is like fashion. You know, it's cyclical. It goes through different iteration. It goes through changes and it evolves. And perhaps the language that we use now might reflect the people, you know, the people that are coming into the practice. But essentially, and that's fine, to use new terms, to make it sexier, to make it more relevant. But I think everybody needs to appreciate and understand that if you peel back that language difference, we're all trying to do the same thing. Everybody wants to build a fabulous product that customers love. You are somebody that works in energy, infrastructure, and you say, do you want to build products that your customers love? The answer is going to be absolutely yes. And so's the guy at Amazon, and so's the guy at Facebook, and everywhere else that's sort of more modern and younger these days. So that's what everybody wants to do. I want to build great products. I want to make money for my business. But if we start a fight about, you know, whether you use the word X, I won't say any other, you know, I don't want to mention these words because I don't want us to harp on that language. And somebody else says, well, it's a different term, and I'm right, and you're wrong. I think that doesn't do the profession any benefits or justice.
Nick, what do you think in terms of how this language might be impacting a product management profession?
Well, I think it fragments the conversations that have been going on over the last, you know, 5 to 10 years around product management. Certainly from our business perspective, we've seen the conversations mature around the definition of product management, around the role, the overall professional domain. Yet the incursion of this kind of new product management thinking, while a lot of the concepts are very, very useful, the fact that it's creating a new language is actually fragmenting the conversations. It's creating divisions where divisions are unnecessary.
Yeah, where divisions shouldn't really exist.
And ultimately, that it will end up damaging the customer experience. When one side of product management function focuses more on delivering new solutions, then we're going to forget about the business. We're going to forget about the customer experience and its ability to deliver great outcomes for customers. If we focus purely on the marketing side of things, then we might spend too much time actually working with the market and not actually building stuff. We actually need the synergy of both sides of the product management domain to come together.
So we've talked about the negative side of this confusion over lots of new terms and, you know, this division and fragmentation in our profession. What about the benefits?
Well, I think the benefits are that there are organisations now that are using some of these practices as a result of, you know, I guess the new language that has emerged. And there are organizations that want to be product / customer centric. And I think that's the benefit of this new conversation.
I think some of the benefits are that, you know, some of the lean and agile language has been very good at distilling out the basic, the pre-existing basic concepts of good product management, good marketing, and good product design, and have distilled them out into small, pithy little statements.
Well, they've made it more accessible for people.
Yep.
You know, if you pick up a Philip Kotler marketing book,
it's heavy.
It's heavy. but you know, the ideas are pretty much the same, but it's very hard to adopt that very more formal language, whereas it's almost turned into street talk here.
Mm.
And I can take that street talk and use it more effectively because I relate better to it. And if I relate better to it, then I might be able to practice it. I might be able to, I guess, encourage others to use it more easily. In which case, then we're building good product practices and businesses.
It sounds to me it's a really great thing to make product management a lot more accessible for people. But given that there is all this new language and there is, you know, fragmentation, what are some of the other issues when we use some of this new language that has been packaged up to be more accessible by businesses and professionals?
I think that certainly the concepts of lean and agile are the ones that stand out most prominently. The problem with these terms is that they're loaded. They don't mean what they mean. The dictionary term of lean and agile are very different to the underlying methodologies that they've now come to represent. That even within the term lean, to reduce waste, was originally a manufacturing term that's now been adopted by startups as a way of building, iterating, and pivoting their businesses. So the words themselves have become brands that provide, in some cases, if they're not fully understood, provide more confusion than they provide clarity, even though the underlying concepts that they're championing are very powerful and useful.
So in terms of how we move forward with product management, with, you know, these so-called new terms and concepts and it's becoming a little bit more pervasive in our business culture, how do you see this ending up? Will there be a point where our terminology will reach a point where it becomes universal?
I'm not sure whether it will become universal, and it's okay if it's not, but I think these thought leaders that get on stage and that teach people, you know, how to build product need to understand that the guy that talks about it differently down the road is not trying to do something too dissimilar to him. So I don't think we should have a religious war over it. I think our thought leaders in product management should stand up and say, hey, we're all trying to do the same thing. I might use, you know, something, I might call something A and you might call something B, but aren't we all trying to do the same thing?
So we're out of time today. It'd be great to hear what everyone else has to say. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you do have any feedback, comments, please tweet us at BrainMate. That's BRAIN for Nelly, M for Mate, ATES. And also call in the same time next week. Look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thanks, everybody. Nice chatting.
Bye-bye.